Besides this, they were in very bad humor, both with themselves and with one another. Epimetheus sat down sullenly in a corner with his back toward Pandora, while Pandora flung herself upon the floor and rested her head on the fatal box. She was sobbing as if her heart would break. Suddenly, there was a gentle tap on the inside of the lid. "What can that be?" cried Pandora, lifting her head. But either Epimetheus had not heard the tap, or was too much upset to notice it. At any rate, he made no answer. "You are very unkind," said Pandora, sobbing again, "not to speak to me." Again the tap. It sounded like the tiny knuckles of a fairy's hand, knocking playfully on the inside of the box. "Who are you?" asked Pandora. "Who are you inside of this naughty box?" A sweet little voice spoke from within. "Only lift the lid, and you shall see." "No, no," answered Pandora, again beginning to sob. "I have had enough of lifting the lid. You are inside of the box, naughty creature, and there you shall stay." "Ah," said the sweet little voice again, "you had much better let me out. I am not like those naughty creatures that have stings in their tails. Come, come, my pretty Pandora. I am sure you will let me out." And indeed, there was a kind of cheerful witchery in the tone that made it almost impossible to refuse anything which this little voice asked. Pandora's heart had grown lighter at every word that came from within the box. Epimetheus, too, though still in the corner, had turned half round and seemed to be in rather better spirits than before. "My dear Epimetheus," cried Pandora, "have you heard this little voice?" "Yes, to be sure I have," he answered. "And what of it?" "Shall I lift the lid again?" asked Pandora. "Just as you please," said Epimetheus. "You have done so much mischief already that perhaps you may as well do a little more. One other trouble can make no very great difference."